Welcome to Breaking News to Trading Moves. Today we're diving into something pretty significant shaking up the tech world. China's anti-monopoly probe against NVIDIA. That's NVDA.
Yeah, it's definitely more than just a headline. This is sending ripples, real ripples, across global tech, semiconductors. It's forcing a rethink, you know?
Yeah.
Creating some clear winners and maybe some unexpected losers.
Right. It's fascinating how one regulatory move can just shift the whole board.
Absolutely. And our sources are highlighting how Beijing's, let's say, tougher stance on foreign chip firms is creating these distinct paths. Money's looking for new places to go.
Okay, let's start with the winners then, the opportunities. Our sources are pointing towards some big local Chinese tech names, Baidu, BIDU, Alibaba, BIBA, even Trip.com, PCOM. Why them specifically? What's the direct link?
Well, it seems pretty clear it ties into Beijing's longer-term goal, you know, tech self-sufficiency. By putting pressure on a dominant player like NVIDIA, it's not just about monopoly rules. It feels like they're creating space, protected space.
Ah, okay. For their own national champions, like Baidu and Alibaba, letting them build out their AI, their cloud stuff, maybe with more local chips.
Exactly. That's the tailwind. It directly helps them push forward with their own tech infrastructure.
So locals benefit. But it's not just local, is it? Rivals outside China, like AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, and Qualcomm, QCOM, they might get a piece of this too.
Precisely. Think about it from a Chinese buyer's perspective. Suddenly, there's this regulatory cloud over NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Maybe you hesitate, right? You don't want all your eggs in one basket. Yeah. So that demand might just shift.
Shift over to AMD, to Qualcomm. Interesting. Like musical chairs and NVDA's seat just got shaky.
That's a good way to put it. Redirected business, potentially more orders for AMD and QCOM.
And this isn't just about picking individual stocks either, right? The whole sector could see a shuffle, maybe a short-term rotation in semiconductors.
Absolutely. Connect the dots. You have this huge concentration of investment in NVIDIA. It's been the darling. But with this uncertainty, investors might get nervous. They might want to spread that risk around a bit more.
So money flows out of, well, maybe not out of NVIDIA entirely, but diversifies into ETFs, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like SMH, the VanEck one, or SOXX, the iShares Semi ETF.
Exactly. Instead of being so heavily weighted in one name under the microscope, you see broader flows across the sector through things like SMH and SOXX. Makes sense.
Okay, let's flip the coin. The other side, NVIDIA itself, NVDA. What's the immediate fallout look like there?
Well, obviously, significant headline risk for NVDA. A China probe, that alone can chill sales, definitely hurts sentiment. And our sources are flagging something important. It's already seen as a crowded longer.
Meaning a lot of investors are already betting heavily on it going up.
Right. So when bad news hits a crowded trade, it can be particularly painful. People rush for the exits, potentially causing a sharper drop than you'd otherwise see.
And it doesn't stop with NVIDIA, does it? The ripples hit their suppliers, the supply chain partners. Who should we be watching there?
Oh, absolutely critical. Think about who makes NVIDIA's chips. If demand for NVIDIA's GPUs really takes a hit, then key partners are right in the line of fire. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, TSM, they make almost all the cutting-edge stuff for NVIDIA.
Right, the foundry. And ASML. ASML.
ASML, yeah. The Dutch company, ASML. They're the only ones who make those super advanced EUV machines needed for these chips. So fewer NVIDIA orders. That directly impacts TSM's fabs and ASML's machine sales. It's a direct hit.
Wow. Okay, so what about like collateral damage? Could this scrutiny spread affect others who aren't directly suppliers?
It's a real possibility. Intel, for instance, INTC. They face what you might call collateral risk. The fear is that this isn't just about NVIDIA. Maybe Beijing casts a wider net, more regulatory scrutiny across the board for foreign tech.
So even if there's some positive momentum, say, in the PC market recovery, this kind of uncertainty could just dampen that.
Exactly. It could easily put the brakes on existing trends, introduce a whole new layer of risk investors have to factor in.
This really shows, doesn't it, how one single move, a regulatory probe, can just completely reshape things for huge companies and their whole network of suppliers. It really makes you, the listener, think about how deeply interconnected this whole global tech economy is.
It really does. It's a stark reminder. Market moves aren't in a vacuum. They're tangled up with geopolitics, competition, and, well, just how investors are feeling.
So as you think about all this, here's something to chew on. Is this China probe just a blip, a temporary thing? Or are we seeing a faster shift towards maybe two separate tech worlds, a split ecosystem. And what would that mean for innovation down the line? Something to consider. Now, just a quick but really important reminder for everyone listening. Please remember, the information we discussed in this deep dive reflects the opinion of the author of the source material we analyzed.
That's right. It is definitely not financial advice.
And it's certainly not a recommendation to buy or sell any specific stocks or securities we mentioned. Always, always do your own research.